Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Pittsburgh back on the show. Gary's become a great member of our Brain Trust, but he and I have known each other a lot longer than that. We go back a long way. He's the president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. He's a certified financial planner. He runs an organization of those folks. He's the author of Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. He's an expert in helping family-owned businesses manage their finances. He's our good friend, Gary Pittsburgh. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Gary, one of the things that I saw coming last May, I wrote an article where I sort of put a little bit of some ideas out there that of what I thought was going to come down the pike. And one of them was that a lot of baby boomer small business owners in their, say, in their 60s, maybe early 70s, who were having a pretty good time for the last 4 years, and they were saying, you know, I might just hang around a little bit. This is fun. And then the pandemic hit, and now we've got a new administration. And my anticipation last year was that a lot of these people who might have worked 2 or 3 more years are saying, I don't think I want to reinvent myself again at my age. I think I'm going to go ahead and ride off into the sunset. What do you think? What should those people be doing with their money?
Well, you're right. Throughout 2020, we got phone calls constantly, every month, every week, from people all over the country wanting to figure out how do I sell it to my children, or how do I sell it to my key employees, or how do I sell it to somebody else in my industry? I'm ready to quit. We get a lot of calls, and that switch from being president of your own company with 10, 20, 50, or 100 employees and having a salary and benefit to selling the company and having no salary coming in is a big switch for people. It's a big change. And most business owners, they know how to run their company. They've been doing it for 30, 40, or 50 years.
Yeah.
But how do you take, you know, pick a number. How do you take $1 million or $5 million or $10 million, and how do you allocate that in order to have good protection but also good income and minimize taxes for the next 20 or 30 years? Because you talked about somebody who might be 60 or 65, and if they're in good health, they could live another 30 years.
That's right.
25 years. So you spent 30 or 40 years making the money, and now that whatever your net worth is, has got to support you for another 20 or 30 years. So we spend a lot of time with clients talking about allocations, how much should be in stocks and what kind of stocks, what should be in bonds and what kind of bonds. Interest rates are low. The stock market's up. These are tough times to make easy decisions, but, you know, we have to look 5 years, 10 years, you know, down the road.
Well, what are the vehicles to use? I mean, I don't know any. I mean, I don't want my money in the stock market right now.
We're being very careful. There's some stocks that are low and decent in price, but a lot of them are very high, and I don't want to buy.
Don't you see? I mean, do you not see? I mean, I know there's a lot of liquidity on the side of the road that hasn't been invested yet, so things could go up more. But aren't things already overvalued?
Most of the market, in my opinion, some people would disagree, is overpriced. The market, you know, the P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 might be 22 or 23, and a ratio of 16, 17, 18 is more normal.
Conservative.
So the overall S&P 500 is high, and the bulk of the S&P 500 20-25% of that big gain is all those high-tech stocks, Amazon.
You like annuities? You like targeted funds? What do you like?
Targeted funds, if you have enough money, you don't need to buy a targeted fund. Annuities are expensive, but there are ways to buy annuities without paying commissions. Companies like Vanguard and Schwab and Fidelity can help you find annuities where they can strip out the commissions and make the cost more reasonable. But if you have a decent amount of money, you can create your own annuity.
Yeah.
But if some people want that,
how would you do that? How would you create your own annuity quickly?
Quickly would be to diversify and have maybe 30-40% in equities, 40-50% in bonds, and another 20-30% in what we call diversifiers.
How about rental income? You like that? I do.
I do. Yeah. I like rental income. I like farm income.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about getting you ready for the new administration after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.